New York. Now, this is a big thing for me coming here. I come from a very small town in England, a country town. So it's quite intimidating for me. I stayed in a hotel last time I was here. Very, very posh, very smart hotel. Very kind of, you know, like very New York. All the staff wearing Prada, stalking around, looking at you with disgust, really, for being there at all, really. You know what I mean? Hating you. I mean, why? Why? Do you want what? What? What was it called? The Tribeca Grand. That was it. Woo, man, that's a posh hotel. And I wanted to get a breakfast. That was my major obstacle. I was expecting, I don't know, some kind of stereotypical, cliched idea of an American breakfast, a giant steak in the shape of America, perhaps. little model cows and tractors on it and flags, you know. No, that wasn't to be. The menu itself was rather arch and very difficult to surmise. It seems to be a kind of a code, a sourdough expression on a summer gratitude. very hard imagining that to be food at all, really. In the end, I plumped for something which looked vaguely like food. That was something called an eggs installation. It was a three-dimensional installation breakfast. It was quite beautiful. It was one black hexagonal egg perched on a little plinth like that. Two interlocking potatoes to represent the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao. Half a kumquat resting against a pile of iron filings. Yes, and my sentiments exactly. And I tried to eat it, but the cutlery was magnetic. So it attracted all the iron filings away from the kumquat. The kumquat rolled away to reveal a tiny fragment of bacon which was cut into the silhouette of Napoleon. It was quite stunning, really. Got a round of applause from some neighbouring diners. Turns out the plinth was actually spun sugar, so I could eat through the plinth, down through the plate, which was merely rice paper, through the table, which was caramelised sugar, all the way down through to the basement. The entire hotel is actually edible, so I do recommend you give it a try. So that was my experience.